Let's talk in more detail about this war on drugs that has allegedly failed. What we should be doing, according to Richard Branson, is rather than treating drug users as criminals, they should be dealt with by the health system instead. Well, will that work? Jenna Benson is in Luton with Dale Conlon, a former drug addict who now works in rehabilitation for the Truster process in Luton.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, I'm in the offices of Trust the Process with Dale. Now, Dale, we've heard what Richard Branson has said. You yourself have been clear of drugs for over 8 years. Do you think it would be a good idea if drugs were decriminalised?
I don't believe it would be. I just think that we're coming away from the fact that it's the people we need to treat, and we need to look at the addict and stop worrying about the substances, because they will, even if they're decriminalised, they still will be available on the black market, and I don't believe that will change a great deal apart from pharmaceutical companies having their sort of saying it.
Now, you've got a long history with drugs. Mm-hmm. Where did it all start?
I'm quite common, really, sort of the cannabis use as a school kid, progressing on to sort of amphetamines, LSD, ecstasy throughout the rave scene, then on to sort of what you call your harder drugs, heroin, crack cocaine, and sort of into full-blown addiction from there.
Do you think at the time it would have helped you if drugs were decriminalised, easier to get hold of?
It would have helped me do drugs quicker, I guess, yeah. But I can't think it would have helped me sort of stay away from them. I think it would have made it more available to everyone I was at school with, instead of the sort of the few of us that seem to sort of do it behind the bike sheds, I suppose.
And how did you manage to overcome the habit?
Treatment, understanding what I'd become, understanding how I needed to change and what I needed to do to get my life back on track.
And now you work in rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it would make your job a lot easier if drugs were decriminalised?
No, it'd make my job a lot harder.
And why is that?
Because they'd be more available. It'd make it easy. It makes it, if we look at cigarettes and alcohol, it doesn't help the NHS system. It doesn't stop people carrying on and sort of getting into sort of real estate and crippling that. So why making drugs decriminalised would make my job just harder, because more people would think it's okay to do them.
There are a lot of legal highs out there at the moment. Mm. Because they're legal, are they safe to use?
The 7 people having treatment for them now says they're not. So I guess my answer to that is no.
So they're addicted to legal highs?
Yeah, we have people in treatment present on today as we stand here talking, and their primary substance is methadone, I believe it's called, or MCAT. And so they've become addicted to that physically, emotionally and mentally, and need treatment to get over it.
So finally, do you think that they should be decriminalised?
No, I think they should just look mainly at treating the people and stop focusing their energies on the negatives they can find in the war on drugs, as they call it.
Thanks ever so much, Dale. That's Dale Conlon from Trust the Process in Luton.